Welcome to episode 121 of Gold Squadron Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, William Hegwood, and tonight I'm joined by Captain of Team USA, Marcel Manzano. How are you doing tonight?
The crowd goes wild.
good. How are you? You're captain of the Gold Squadron ship today.
I am.
It is, yeah.
We're going to be, as always, missing Dion when he's not here. But he did a bunch of work down in Buenos Aires covering their unofficial open down there. Seemed to go off without a hitch. Seemed great. Looked like they got a bunch of players and some exciting lists. So we'll see what Dion has to say when he returns about it. But for tonight, we're going to cover the XTC championships. Marcel, what is this?
So the XTC, for those who haven't been following it, it's the fourth year that they're running it. They run it together with the European individual championship, which is our version would be Gen Con. So it's their version is the European Continental Championship, and a few days ahead of that, they get a lot of teams together, five member teams, supposed to be one team per country. However, there is a little bit of I don't know how to say it. Basically, the United Kingdom is fielding four teams. They got Team Wales, They've got a couple Irish teams, and I think they got Scotland, and just the whole UK. Is it Scotland? No. Anyway, they got four teams, and then also there's Team Rebel, which I'm not sure where Team Rebel is from. And Team United Nations. So again, those two teams.
Probably just a collaboration of people from all over.
Yeah, and is Luke on there? I see Luke. Is Luke Mutano one? But we've got a total of 20 teams, five players per team, so it's 100 teams. And earlier this month, on the August 2nd, which is about 10 days ago, all lists for all teams were revealed. So it's a total of 100 lists. There is a 127-page document that got released. And for those of you who can see on stream right here, I've got this big old binder with all of the individual lists that I am on page 45 of 127. So before I get there on Tuesday, basically I'm going through each individual list and matching our five lists to each one of theirs to see which one's a win, loss, or a win, loss, not draw. Well, win, loss, or draw. Okay. There's another phrase that they use when it's like a toss up.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing that probably during the 8-hour flight to Poland. And right now, this is going to be my second team event ever. I've done the Outrider Cup one time. It's a different pairing system, which we'll explain here in a little bit. And we're going to do one, maybe two mock pairings today on stream and explain how that works out. And also just kind of give me some practice because I'm going to have to be doing this starting next Tuesday. And I honestly have seen the video of how it's done. I haven't done it yet. So this is kind of training for me as well as we do this. We're not going to do it based on the U.S. team because we're not going to – I don't want to do anything that kind of tips my hand.
Sure, give away all the secrets.
That's basically what we're going to be covering today.
All right, so did you say when and where this is taking place?
Yes, it is happening in Krakow, Poland, and I think, how do you say, Krakow, Poland.
Sure.
And it is on Wednesday the 21st, and Thursday the 22nd of next week, basically August 21st, August 22nd. It is 10 Swiss rounds, five games each day, and the winner will, there will be no cut. It'll be after 10 Swiss round, the team that has basically the most game wins, and a game win is you have to win three out of the five matches in order to get a game win. The team with the most wins after 10 Swiss rounds gets the winner. If there's multiple teams with the same, then they go into individual matches. Whichever team basically won by the biggest, it's not really margin of victory. It's by, so if you won 4-1 versus 3-2, you got an additional win in there. So by total wins. And eventually, if there's a tie there as well, it goes to margin of victory for the team as a whole. So it should be pretty exciting. I'm excited to go to Poland. I'm excited to see the other teams. I'm excited to play, and quite frankly, I'm actually a little bit in, I feel a little bit of pressure in the whole pairing system because I got four other people in the team that are going to rely on me to basically make sure that they have good matchups.
It's solely you now. You have Richard Sue is the alternate currently?
He's the alternate slash coach. So Richard Sue will be able to help me out with the pairings.
Nice.
And then also the coaches are the ones that they're the only ones that are allowed to talk to other team members. They're allowed to coach during the matches. So you actually have like, oh, you missed a trigger or you might want to do that. They do have the ability to do that. So it's coach. So, and they're the ones that are allowed to talk like, oh, this is how that other match is going. You have to win this one or, et cetera. So that'll be, and he'll also be able to step in, when one of us get jet lagged / hungover.
Okay. It just needs a round off, right? Now, can he switch in and out? Can you like give somebody a break? Do you know?
Or yeah, is we get one substitute per round. So basically, we can swap out every single round.
Okay.
One player every single round.
Sure, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he would have to fly that list. So I wonder if this, okay, whatever list they were flying.
Let's start off, I guess first let's start off with just the teams that we're bringing. And let me see, make sure that, yep. So Team USA consists of, the first team is Tyler Tippett. And Tyler Tippett, I don't think any surprise here. He's flying the list that he's been preaching for a while now, which is Darth Vader with Sense and Afterburners. Naked Sunterfell and three Naked Academy pilots, which comes in at an even 200 points. What do you think about that list, Will?
I flew it up in Madison. I ended up going 3-2 with it. Man, it's got, while it's not great at like a single archetype, right? It's not trying to hard counter anything. But I feel like I said, I got a couple games with it. I feel like it could take on anything. That's a really versatile squad.
Yeah, I think right now I've got maybe about eight teams that I've gone through, and Tyler's list is definitely one of the ones that's getting the, it's has very few matchups that I put the L loss next to, and it's got a couple matches that it draws with, but it's definitely one of the ones that has the most favorable matchups so far, based on the ones that I've seen that I've gone down. Second up is Andrew Knuckles, and he is flying a Sinker Swarm. So it's Sinker and four Gold Squadron Troopers with Rick Oli and a Regen R2 Astromech. So again, that's another list that's been doing pretty well in the hyperspaces. And he also took this to Gen Con and went 6-1 at Gen Con. So
that's right.
Yeah, very solid. So he's, yeah, a lot of confidence in this list. This is going to be one of our This is going to be one of the ones that we're going to rely on to carry a lot of the matches, a lot of the tough matchups, because just A, how good Andrew is, and B, how good the list is. It's going to be really good. And then other than that, it's my list, which is, seems to be online. It seems to be getting the most
hate.
Yeah, well, hate is a strong word, but yeah, the most concern.
Confusion. Oh, concern. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm flying Wedge and Luke with AP5. So Wedge and Luke both have proton torpedoes and regen R2. Mm-hmm. Luke also has Sense, and AP5 just has Leia. It comes in at 194 points. It's just two. Basically, it's a two X-wing list, and AP5 is. They're just to make sure they have one guaranteed, hopefully two K turns, with actions. And yeah, I mean, that's, what do you think all the hate that I'm getting on it?
It's not an archetype I would fly. But you've been pretty much all year, ever since Toronto, kind of flying a similar, dual ace support archetype, but you always, instead of being like Soontir and Vader, who are a little bit more dodgy, you want that double modified punch at the very beginning.
And it's basically a very, I mean, it's a jousting list with not a lot of haul. It's a jousting list that relies on the angle that you come in at. And it also relies on very good understanding of, what is it, the rule of 11? Is it the way they call it? But basically, understanding distances, because, I've flown against, six, seven ship builds, and I've been able to beat them basically by ensuring that I get maybe two, three ships that can target me at any given time and delete one before it does. But it's also a list that has very low margin of error. So if I leave one of my only two ships out to dry, it's still just an X-Wing. It doesn't have, even with regen, it doesn't have any shield upgrades or hull upgrades. So it's just six hull, and they can be focused fires and killed. I took this to practice at Gen Con, went 4-3. I actually started 0-2, won the next four matches, and then lost to Ryan Stanisewski. I got paired up. He was 5-1 at the time, and I jousted him, chose the wrong target, and he beat me. He was flying some resistance beef. Anyway, I'm hoping. Oh, and Tyler's list and my list are being painted by our very own Luke Carrington.
Looking good already.
So the two ace lists are going to be representing the red, white, and blue. And Stars and Stripes, so very excited about that.
I heard Dune is going to get he's trying to get an American Ketsu for his list.
Yeah, he is going to be sporting the Captain America shield on his Ketsu.
That's right. Well, all right, so what is...
Next is Ian Colombo. This is probably the name that nobody here on the stream would recognize. He is actually an Italian player with a United States citizenship. So he is I don't know how you would call it. So he is he's not really borrowed, because he is a U.S. citizen. He just never lived in the United States. He's lived his whole life in Italy. And he was actually helping the Italian team practice. So we're going to have to keep an eye on this guy. Yes, Ian, if you're watching, we're going to keep an eye on you. Okay, buddy. Paisano. So we're going to keep an eye on our Italian connection here. But he is flying three Red Squadron experts, the Resistance, which are the T-70s, Initiative 3 with Crackshot, and Jamming Bean, because Jamming Bean is free. And Jess Pava with BB Astromech and integrated NS foils. Now, this is a list that I asked him to fly because he wanted to fly something that's more his style, and I really appreciate Ian taking on this. We basically needed another list that was kind of generic and able to just fit in and not have the best matchups against anything, but also not have really terrible matchups. Just a lot of beef, a lot of modifications with Jess Pava and the crack shots. So it's a good jousting list that that we can kind of throw against a bad matchup, and it still has the potential to come out ahead. So really appreciate Ian is the only one that we gave a list to that did not build their own list, and it's not that we didn't trust them. It's that we really needed to fill that gap because we only had Andrew's Synchrosorm in that space. And for those who don't know, Ian is a good player. He's already got his Worlds invite, so he is also a good player down there in Italy. Nice. And D-Yoon, the dragon, he is flying the Scum. So he's flying Ketsu with Fearless Maul and the Shadowcaster title, Ultrarok with Predator, and Cavil with Dorsal Turret and Veteran Turret Gunner. And this one has actually been doing really well. It also went 6-1 at Gen Con with, I forgot who was flying it. Somebody else was
that
flying
it. That was Grauberg.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so again, it went 6-1 there. And it's a solid list, and this is another jousting list. If you think about it, we probably have five jousting lists, even though one of those jousting lists is more of an office strike than a jousting list. It depends on angles, so we have some jousting potential ability.
And that's something that. You were discussing like forcing a list onto somebody to get that variety because you do need to be able to fight different squads with your list. So you can't all be running triple aces, even if you all are the best triple ace players. You're going to find a team that has multiple counters to that archetype, which I think is probably the most interesting part of the team style tournaments is this kind of like, well, not only do you guys have to represent different factions, you gotta basically represent different archetypes of the game as well.
Yeah, and the whole pairing system around that is going to be again, I'm going to try one here with you tonight, or maybe two with you tonight, and then over the next couple of days and this weekend. I'll do a few more run-throughs using the actual USA lists just to see how it works. Because the people that are going there from Europe have already done this. They're experienced. They've been doing this for 4 years with the XCC and then another 4 or 5 years with ETC, which is the European Team Championship. So they've got some they already know how it works. So,
sure, yeah. And it seems like it's almost, my only experience with team events so far was me and Johnny covered Crossroads the team event? No, that's not. What's the one in Indiana that you got, we went to earlier?
Outrider. This
year? Outrider, that's what it is. Crossroads is the individual.
So the ones that we have Outrider, and then we also have Crate Cup. Are the team events that I know about. I know there's a few other ones in the West Coast, but I'm not as familiar with those.
Yeah, and this pairing system is kind of a mix between the two. Outrider's a little weird because you can pick your matchups. It's not always team versus team. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, no, it's not a team against a team. The Outrider Cup, that pairing system is you're basically choosing from what's on the table. You might be playing against multiple different teams. Mm-hmm. Actually, not only that, you're not allowed to play the same team, allowed to play two lists from the same team in the same round. In this case, it's the other way around. It's literally... team against team, which to me seems a lot more thematic, especially when you're putting country against country. It's like it's a legit, you know, here's US, here's Poland, have at it. you know, five matches and one of you is going to get a team win, and one of you is going to get a team loss. Simple as that.
Yeah, and you said you need three, because three would be majority out of the five, and three would get you the official win. So they're not counting individual wins, just your matchup versus the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want me to explain how the pairing system works? Okay, so this is going to be a little bit tough to follow for those listening on the podcast. I don't know if you want to put a timestamp after this, just because it's very visual. But I'll do my best to try to explain it. So the way that it works, you have five. You have five lists. Once the Swiss rounds are determined, each team has five lists, and you have those face down. So you have when I say face down, it's secret. You don't know which list is what. You compare what, you know, after you do whatever strategy you do, is hopefully what I'm trying to figure out here, how it works. And then later in the week, each team selects one out of their five teams and they set it on the table. So if you want to drag one of those lists, let's say from France.
Oh, you want me to do it? Yeah.
Yeah. Just put one of those lists over.
Sure. They choose the resistance list. That's what they put down first. They choose the resistance. They secretly select it and put it down. And then we'll say in response, I believe this is Czech. Yes.
Czech team, yeah.
Czech does the same thing. They also secretly select their resistance team and put it face down.
Yeah, so grab one. So what are you doing? You're just lifting it up in order to show which one is.
There it is. It's in play right now.
Okay. So, yeah, so the French team in this case would have put their A-wings. They're flying five A-wings for the resistance. And the Czech team would also put their resistance, which it looks like they have Ray with Italian Lulo as well. Mm-hmm. So these would be face down. We wouldn't know which teams they place down. Then the French team, let's say I'm France, I would take two of my other four lists and put them face down to go against that resistance team. So let's say I took the First Order and the Scum.
All right. Because you choose in First Order and Scum.
Yeah, and basically the reason I would do that is because both of those lists kind of fall in that same realm of by the way, that First Order list is super scary. I'll explain it here in a second.
Yep.
And then you would do the same. You would take two other lists and
I'm randomly gonna say the Rebels and their First Order list.
Okay.
Those are the two lists that want to face France's face up resistance list.
Yeah. So all of these are still face down. And then we reveal the lists that that are on the table. And we find out that my A-wings, you sent the four U-wings and the First Order to match up versus my A-wings. And I sent the Scum and the First Order to match up against your resistance.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, the original lists that were down, so they get to choose one of the two matchups. So I'll be France, and I say, well, I think my A-wings can fly circles around those U-wings. And I would say, I want to match up my A-wings against those U-wings. So that's game number one.
Okay.
And then you pick.
So let's see, in our mock-up randomness here, you had the 5A wings.
Yeah, that's not available because that would have been my face down list.
Oh, that's right. So I'm that's right. I'm pairing my original list, which was Rey and the A-Wings, against your Scum and First Order.
And you get to choose one of the two.
We're going to go with the Scum. Sure. Okay. We'll say Scum. So we'll pair up those two, which leaves then, now that your Resistance is done, you've called out my U-Wings. They're done. Mm-hmm. My Resistance is done. I've called out your Scum. And that leaves now the two First Orders left on the board.
Yeah. So now you pick all three of them back up and you put them, you get all three lists back in your chest. Like you pick them all up and now you have all three lists back in your chest. Now you follow the exact same process one more time. I pick one of those three lists to say, this is the one I am going to put face down.
Well, wait, aren't these First Order then the ones that we're pairing from?
No.
It does reset?
Yeah, it's reset. So you pick up all three lists. So now we have two matchups already decided.
Mm-hmm.
And next, I'm going to pick a list to put face down again. And in this case, I would put the Imperial list. No, not the Imperial, the Republic list down. That's what I would do.
Okay.
So the Republic list will be face down. And you're going to match two of them against it. And you would face, and you wouldn't know that I put the Republic on there, because it would be face down, and you would pick one of your remaining three lists to be face down as well.
Sure. Yeah. Go First Order.
Mm-hmm.
So first order is back down. What did you just say?
Republic.
Republic.
Yep. So now we have the matchups. So it'll be, so your First Order will then need to choose versus one of my lists that's not selected yet. So it'll either be my First Order or the Republic or the Scum.
That's tough. It doesn't really matter.
And then I would pick between my Republic would then have a choice of playing your Republic, which is the initiative four Jedi, or the Empire, which is the Vader, basically the top shuttle with two Delta defenders. And the strategy behind it is, the reason I would have chosen the Republic is because the Republic is a one that needs to be protected. It has more difficult matchups. If it loses initiative or if it has a bad matchup. So that way I want to give it the ability to choose between two options. And in this case, from the ones that are left over, I would probably select the two defenders because I could fly around them with initiative fives. I could fly around the defenders. And then you would have to choose between your First Order to play either the Scum or the other First Order, my First Order.
Sure. So, TLDR. We both put one down secretly.
Mm-hmm.
When those two, when those original one is revealed, we then select from our remaining four, two to pair against it.
Yeah.
Two potential opponents for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then now there's three squads face up.
Mm-hmm.
The, we'll call it Defender. Chooses which of those original list gets to choose between the second and third list that the opponent revealed. They get paired up, and then basically goes over and does that exact same one more time. Secret Pairings, and then two more added in. But at the end of that, I mean, you really don't get a choice because you get, I mean, it's just whatever lists are.
Yeah, left. The final matchup. Yeah, so the whole strategy is there's a lot of strategy, especially in the final set, because you one choice makes three matches. When I make the selection between my Republic list, then I have to know that the one that I didn't pick, which is the two Upsilon shuttles and Kylo, I know that that's going to be the one that's going to either face my scum or my... So that one choice is actually impacting two matches.
Right. Yeah, because the last matchup just gets chosen for each other. Now, here's a question for you, and I was going to ask you, I was going to make a wild guess from what you described of the Team USA list. Mm-hmm. And I feel like one of the hardest choices of this whole process is the initial face-down list, okay? And I would say from your description of Team USA's list that it's probably going to be like the Jess Pava list because it can take anything, or Tyler's list. Equally in the same boat there, that really doesn't have bad matchups. Because that original list that you put down, they get to choose out of four lists to pair against it.
Well, no, they get to choose out of two lists, yeah.
Well,
because the opponent is giving it two options.
Right, exactly.
So basically the strategy there for me, at least, and maybe the chat, if you guys have had practice with this, or you, William, if you like, the way that I'm thinking about it is I'm going through that big document and putting in what do I think has, you know, a favorable matchup or a bad matchup or kind of a toss. And toss, that's the word I was looking for.
Toss. There you go.
And what I'm doing is, if there is one of our lists, let's say my list, let's say that my rebel list, there is two, the opponent has two.
Let me ask, what's the bid on your list?
194.
Okay. So like a bad matchup for you would be a 193.66.
No, I got sense on Luke, so I really don't care about the bid.
Well, moving for target locks, though.
Yeah, it still doesn't impact me much. Really, my bad matchups, frankly, and I don't think it's a big secret here. Nobody's going to be listening. Is those beefy lists with passive sensors are going to be tough because they
you can only alpha one of a fifth of the squad,
and then also the swarms are always tough for two, three ship lists. So let's say my rebel list, we're playing an opponent that has two swarms, two bad matchups. So I know automatically I'm not going to use the rebel list to be the first one face down, because there is a potential, there's two bad matchups out there that I can potentially have two bad choices from. So my first face down pairing, I will automatically put something that only has one really bad matchup, because I know that no matter what they throw on there, including the bad matchup, it'll always have a good choice after that.
Right. They can't. Yeah. Unless they put both of their hard counters down.
Yeah, but that's why ahead of time I'm going to be looking for, you know, is there one of our lists that doesn't have two hard counters out there, and if it doesn't exist, that's when I just throw down a something like Ian's list, the 4T70s, to say,
I remember working with
pick your poison
Dion during Outrider. Well, I wasn't doing anything, I was just transferring data, but he had you guys do that same thing of like, hey, look at this team, what is good and bad matchups, and then you guys just kind of graded them. Whether it was going to be a good or bad matchup, and then that kind of simplifying everything really seems to help the team captains out in the pairing process. That you can, without having to discuss it, you can be like, they don't feel confident against this. Let's scrap it. The only problem that you guys have versus, say, like the Outrider is that you don't know what team you're going to face.
It's Swiss. Swiss pairings, yeah.
What? How many teams did you say? 14, 15?
20.
20. Jeez.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can't really over-prepare for, like, what we got right here, France and Poland.
Yeah. Because
you might not face them until the last round or two of Swiss, if that.
Yeah, well, and we are going to face half of the teams, just, you know, 10 Swiss rounds, 20 teams.
You're doing 10 Swiss rounds?
Yeah, over 2 days. 10 Swiss rounds over 2 days, 5 Swiss rounds per day.
No cut? Winner no takes cut. All?
Yep. So 10 right. Swiss round goes Oof. To the winner, and followed, that's Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday is the individual. I think they're keeping it at 6 rounds. And I think they had like 600 people register. Really? Over 2 days, so well, that'll
that's,
be
that's Europe for you.
Yeah, Europe loves their X-Wing.
So I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, so basically that's it. I don't know if you want to do an actual real pairing. I don't know how we can do it. I don't know how we can really do it, considering that this is not true blind, because I can see what you have on the screen. But we can give it a go.
These are just the list, though. You should have the everybody has the list. They posted them online.
But what I'm saying is you don't know which list is getting selected blindly.
Well, you write. You got a piece of paper. You can write them down.
We can do it that way. You want to try the same two countries since you already have them up?
Yeah, I got them. I got their squads pulled up here a little bit more in depth. Let me force you to be France, because you're on top of my screen. You're up
got
there.
Got it. I actually like. So let me explain. These. I asked Will to add these two because these two are two of the teams that I think are going to be super tough to beat. I love their lists.
They got good lists.
Let's just go through them. So the France brought. Let me actually look.
I got them pulled up here. Starting with the First Order there, they brought 4 SFs. That's Quick Draw with Special Forces Gunner and Swarm Tactics. He's got a couple other things, but I'm hitting the high points here. So Quick Draw, Special Forces Gunner, Swarm Tactics, and he's Swarm Tactics. 2 other Swarm Tactics, Cluster Missiles, Passive Sensors, SFs, and then the fourth one doesn't need Swarm Tactics because that's how Swarm Tactics chains works. So Quick Draw, they all engage at 6, they all take target locks at 6 in engagement, and they all shoot 3 dice, except for long range. Very, very scary. If those roll up at range 2 of you, it's going to be a bad time.
Yeah, I actually like this list a lot. Once I saw it, I'm like, man, I might actually want to take it to one of the main events. You have 6 SFs that can potentially all 6 have target, all 4 of them have target lock. You have 4 SFs. All 4 of them can have target lock.
They all can shoot twice as well.
All have the potential and they're at the correct range under the correct, basically with cluster missiles, after you shoot once, you can spend a charge to shoot again at another ship at range 1 of the original target. So this one will eat up swarms.
They're trying to pair against swarms for sure.
Yeah. So this one, actually, this is an interesting matchup for us. So this is one of the ones where the swarm, something like the T-70s. I think the T-70s might be able. They would have to fly out of formation and come at a couple angles. Andrew's swarm would be bad for this. I think this is also probably a bad matchup for D-Yoon with Ketsu and 3 of them, because D-Yoon's list relies heavily on. Ultrarock and Ketsu Ultrarock and Cavil are pretty squishy. So this is one of the matchups that either Tyler or I would benefit and you know, we would be the ones that are matching up against it.
I would hopefully you can get Tyler against this. So
yeah, Tyler would be good because he could get the blocks and, and
that would take prevent away the them from using sensors.
Yeah, you want to get the blocks, get rid of the passive sensors, and work on them that way. And in my case, again, it's kind of the same story for my list. It's range control. Make sure that there's only one or two on target for me. Mm-hmm. And
you're gonna have to be shooting these things at range three.
Yeah, and I can alpha one of these. That's not an issue. Alpha strike. My limit with my list is 7 hull with 2 agility. So if it's a 2 agility ship, I can pretty comfortably alpha a 6 health ship. Once we get to 7 health, I need a little help from the opponent's dice. So T-70s are hard to alpha. T-65s and one of these, especially because they wouldn't have a calculate token yet, you know, from passive sensors. I can probably alpha one of these. So that I can play around this, but and I'm not flying in formation to where he's going to have that choice. But again, it's a tough matchup because, if I make a mistake, and
it just seems like a solid list overall. I mean, the class 2 missiles have their weaknesses. We all understand that, but overall, pretty good. I always forget the SFs can shoot those out their rear arc as well, which is pretty squarely. So you don't have to sloop. You could just hard 2 away and rotate your arc. Passive. Wait, that's a question for you. You can't passive rotate, can you?
Yes, you can. Why not?
Can you rotate? Oh, because you can rotate with the target lock.
Yep, action. You can target lock and then rotate. So when they passive sensor, they can shoot that missile out of the front or the back. So that is a 45-point ship because of swarm tactics, but you can actually fit 5 of these at initiative 2 and you know, at 40 points, which I think is what
we saw a lot of that in Buenos Aires.
What the runner-up in Buenos Aires flew.
The runner-up was the Inquisitors, so it must have been top 4.
No, it was top 4 then. Top 4. It was
all right. Well, we got a couple more lists to go through here.
Yeah, we'll go fast. But anyway, we're in love with this one. Yeah,
I do like this. This is not one we've seen before, but I like people experimenting with these SFs. They're such a versatile platform. If missiles didn't suck, but let's digress. So let's see the next one that they got here. You can see in our screen is Suntir Fell with.
You're not showing it on the screen.
Well, I mean, you can see the little icons up here.
Okay, gotcha.
In their Imperials. This is the Imperial faction. This is Suntir Fell with Predator. Self-explanatory there. And the Star Wings are...
Gunboats.
They are passive sensors, proton torpedoes, and for fun, assault configuration and jamming beam. Why not? They're all free. So this is very scary. They don't need to lock. They add initiative 2. They can wait around to see who they have at range 2 to 3. And then shoot proton torpedoes. 7 health on the news. Very hard to one round. Suntir Fell. While you're trying to figure out what you're doing with these news, Suntir's flanking there.
Yeah. And you're starting to see. And going through the lists, that's something that I'm seeing a lot of. I'm seeing a lot of passive sensor use. So the Europeans are definitely on the passive sensor train. And another scenario.
We haven't really had a good way without long-range scanners. I mean, there's always been Jinden. But without like those first edition tools, missiles in particular have been always hard. Yeah. Low initiative.
Yeah, but this is, again, another really scary list to go against. You've got 7 health ships on hidden behind 2 agility with basically the ability to shoot 3 proton torpedoes in round 1, and they're fast, they get around. I mean, even flying 4 of these with auto blaster instead of jamming beam, I think there's a lot of unexplored territory that, you know, for people that are creative and with the Grand Championships and European Championships, you'll see a lot of a lot of passive sensors and a lot of ordnance. All right, next up.
All right, next up, we have the Galactic Republic here. You can see the two Star Vipers, or sorry, not Star Vipers, the two Aether sprites in the Naboo. That is, you can see in the little screen, they're both Initiative 5, and that's because it's Obi-Wan Kenobi and Plo Koon. They're both rocking the Delta Bs. The Delta 7B. And the last one is Rick Olay. And once again, passive sensors on that Rick. He's rocking proton torpedoes, passive sensors, and crack shot.
Oof. Yeah, more passive sensors. Again, the French are in love with it.
Plo Koon. Well, now, what I like about great. That. He's just I-5. He's got three force, right?
That's a cheap I-5, yeah. It's an affordable I-5. And again, Rick, the thing that I like about this build from a matching standpoint is that Initiative 6s have the advantage, and also Rick's abilities and crack shot don't match up with proton torpedo. The ability and crack shot don't work with proton torpedo, so that's, I think, something that doesn't have synergy. And then finally, they also have the 5A wings. They basically, in order to make it work, they all have heroic and advanced optics. And in order to make it work, they cut out Lulo and made two Blue Squadron recruits instead.
Still very good. Can't complain about that. No. Even snuck in crack shot on Tally because she loves those bullseyes.
And finally is the goody but oldie four zealous recruits, Fang Fighters, the four Fang Fighters, three Initiative Ones, and Fen Rao naked. Naked Fangs at 200 points. Again, very solid list. I think they came prepared to basically have good matchups on almost every turn.
Yeah, I mean just for instance, this Fen Rao Zealots, I mean, you have blockers, and you have maneuverability, you have speed. So almost every list here is very versatile, ready for, ready to see their hard counter and can play against it. We're going to jump down to the bottom here, which is my team here, Poland, for this mock matchup. And...
Okay. So I'll just name them off so we can go a little faster. So the first one is, again, this is another one that we think is going to be a strong team, strong lineup. Mm-hmm. It's the First Order, Lucas Zalewski with Lieutenant Tabson in the Upsilon, a generic Starkiller-based pilot in the Upsilon, and then Kylo Ren naked. And this is basically Brad's... What Brad has been flying very successfully, including making the cut at Gen Con.
I may have made a mistake on that list, but
yeah, it's 4-2-5, not 4-4. Yep.
Oh no, I'm reading through Poland's squads and
this is Czech.
Oh, Czech. That's why. Because I'm a dingus. That's why. Don't use that word at home, kids.
The second one is the Galactic Empire. It's basically two Delta 7s with heavy laser cannon. Those are the defenders. And a pop shuttle. Very straightforward. It's just those Delta 7s are going to punch hard. And they're going to be tough to kill.
They got heavy laser cannons on them?
Yeah, two Delta 7s with heavy laser cannons and pop shuttle. Again, solid list, but I also think that's one of the lists that can be taken advantage of.
You could outfly it, but man, it's going to take you like so many shots to get through that Delta with focus evade and focus nearby.
Yeah, that's going to need either a lot of focus fire or wedge to get a few torpedoes off on the same target.
Mm-hmm. That's intimidating.
Yep. But... There again, that's one of those that we probably want to match up myself or Tyler with. Tyler getting those Initiative 1 blocks is crucial to because those Initiative 1 deltas are relying on moving first and knowing where you're going to be. So that bid role is critical.
I was going to say, Tyler's points. At 200. So
200 and 200, that's a critical role if that matches
that's
up.
That's risky at that.
Their Republic list is Mace Windu with Sense and Regen, with a Delta, Luminara with R4 and Delta, and then Stacy Tin with R4 and Delta. Basically, three Jedi, one of them with Regen, all of them Initiative 4. I'm not sure. This list actually doesn't scare me that much. I think
this list got to the finals of either an open or a nationals. I cannot remember which one now, but the Europeans, they trust it. The CC-10 is the changing things. Luminara is your first edition sensor jammer. And when I say changing things, I meant changing your own dials. Luminara's first edition sensor jammer, and Mace Windu's has got so much force that he can use sense reliably.
Mm-hmm. And then they have the four U-wings, which we know are tough. I'm not going to go through the full list of it, but it's basically they have Leia, Magla, and
they got a blocker tough one. To kill. They got a Leia one. They got a Ben Thick one, and they got a Magva one.
Yeah, so they're tough to kill. That's going to be
could be very scary.
Flown well can be very scary. You either want to get a ton of guns on it, like Andrew's Sinker Swarm, or you want to get something like 5A Wings, which we don't have.
The Sinker Swarm would work great against that Magva too.
Oh yeah, because you can only reroll one.
What a shame that would be. Huh?
Yeah, terrible Sinker. Yeah, so that, that's something that's got to be paired.
Right, paired appropriately.
Paired appropriately. The last one is just a resistance Ray with heightened perception, shooting at Initiative 7 with Leia, Finn, and engine upgrade. Lulo with Predator and Heroic, and then Tally with Predator and Heroic. Three Initiative 5s, not a huge bid, a 197. So, again, three Initiative 5s, one ship that punches like a rock, and the other two that are kind of squishy and just taking opportunity shots. I think that this is one that has to be matched up carefully in order for it to do well.
Sure. Yeah, it's got potential, though. I still can't trust Rey. She's not the Rey I knew. But now she got 4/4 shooting at 7, so that's not bad. Or 3/4 shooting at 7. That's not too bad. Mm-hmm. All right, so recover the list. All right, and you got to think about what your first secret pairing's gonna be.
So how do I do it?
Well, just think of it in your mind or look away from this.
I wrote it down already.
Okay. I'm gonna announce right now.
I'm France.
Yeah, you are France.
Hold on. Not done yet. So I will pick.
Okay. I know it's a big decision. The first one's very decisive.
Okay, got it. I wrote it down. I'm not gonna cheat.
Okay. I am choosing the U-Wings as my first pick.
Okay. I chose the A-Wings.
Did you win with the A-Wings? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's a valid strategy.
In secret, let me pick two different ones in secret.
Because now we're pairing against their.
Yeah, you got to find two lists to pair against my A-Wings, and I will.
Of the A-Wings. Marcel is thinking of what he wants to face against the U-Wings.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I am choosing my Republic. And I am choosing my first not first order. It was the Resistance.
Okay.
That's what I'm choosing for that.
So I went with my First Order and my Scum.
First Order and Scum. All right. Yep. Well, I'll let you pick first here. So your options are Rey or the Jedi.
So my A-Wings against either Rey or the Initiative Four Jedis.
Mm-hmm. I gave you a tough choice here. A-Wing on A-Wing, or we have all fours on that.
And does Rey have initiative? Let me check.
Rey's got 197, Rey.
And yep, so you do have initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Win got on a bit initiative. For
that. So all
and
my
the other ones are initiative fours. I have only one initiative five that matters anyway. Yeah. I think I can beat Rey with that. So I'll go with against Rey.
Okay, I'm taking him out then. So Francis chosen.
So just drag them over to the left. So
that's... Oh no, I'm just making them disappear. Look.
Boop. Yeah, but we gotta know. Okay, but we gotta know that they're playing each other. So.
Oh, I'm taking both out.
No, but we don't know what they are. Leave them on there so we know. Leave it on there.
Okay.
Just line them up so they're on top of each other, which in this case they are.
Okay. Well, those two are set. So I'm going. I can withdraw then my Jedi.
Uh huh.
All right. And now my options and draw yours. Withdraw that matchup. So now my options for my U-wings. You gave me the
passive sensor quick draw with initiative six missiles. They like range one of each other jousting fangs.
Well, my Magnavo reroll isn't going to work against the fangs because they're probably all taking focuses all the time.
Yep, they're trying to get in range one, get your blocks, and
I'm gonna actually take the fangs in that.
I would as well
because I have blast stops. Well, no, it's just that I know where all I can, when we do Leia stops, I know where 3/4 of your squad's going to be when we decide to rotate, and just be Finn Rao sitting around.
And, Crazy Vulcan is trying to tell you how to make this, he said, drag it to the left.
Well, okay.
But... Yeah,
They're two separate things right now. So
okay, so
By the way, we got to stop the show right now. Big shout out to Crazy Vulcan for doing all the actual hard work here of getting the visuals together. Marcel's the list man. I'm putting everything together and running the show, and Crazy Vulcan's getting the visuals out here. Did all the little designs, and I think it turned out great. So thank you again, Crazy Vulcan. Anyways. So I'm going to move them down.
Oh, I'm getting, MG Rockwell is not liking my take on your resistance list, the Rey.
Oh, you don't, what do you think?
They're saying that 4-5 dice with target lock focus is, I quote, hot fire. I agree. It is. It can punch extremely hard.
You have to watch out for that Rey in that matchup.
Yeah, it punches hard. The reason I think it's got to be paired correctly, especially for example, if it ends up with the five A-wings, even with five dice, focus, target lock, you're going to get shot. You know, time on target with those A-wings is solid. So you. With only 11 hull and one agility, you're gonna get shot. You're gonna lose 6-7 shields in the, 6-7 hull in the first engagement.
You can basically ignore their A wings and just focus on cheap shots on Rey.
Yeah.
Try to drain Rey's force. See if you can get her to disengage, and so that way you can get up say 3 to 4 to 5 A wings on just their two.
All right, so drag the scum over on top of the. U-Wing, so we know that those are matched up.
Okay, I can.
You can do it. Yeah,
I can do this. I got to unlock those guys.
You can leave them. France. Well, you left them locked. There you go.
No,
easy peasy. All right, next. So everything goes back now.
Yep. So we have the three list here, which is all the same factions apparently. Yep. Empire. I get the Empire and the whatever.
So now my A-Wings are done and my scum is done.
All right, so we are starting a new blind pairing now.
And I'm ready.
All right. My blind pairing is going to be the Jedi.
Mine is the Republic.
Republic?
Also is the Jedi.
Also Jedi. Yeah, I call them Jedi because there's too many. Our Resistance, Rebels, Republic.
Yeah, got it.
Anyways, so I have chosen the Initiative 4, the CCT, Delta 7 Bs.
And I chose the Initiative 5.
All right. Well, at least now, at least they're not facing each other.
Yeah. Now you have a choice. This is where it gets interesting. Now you have a choice to pick between the only two remaining ships. Yep, and I also have two left. So let me do my pairing first in secret here.
Mm-hmm.
So my who do I think my
you had to go against the CC Jedi. The CC teen Jedi.
And I will pick all right. I already know who I'm taking. So choose first, and I already wrote mine down.
Okay. I am... Oh, wait. Can I check the bid on this?
What's yeah,
the bid?
Go ahead.
What's the bid on your France squad?
I have on which one? On which one?
The one we're talking about. The one you got right now.
On the Republic?
You got 194 on that Republic list.
Which one?
Your list. France's.
What?
France's Republic is 194.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you're. I get to pick you. You don't pick me with that one. Because it's the one that I had face down. And you, your Republic, gets to choose between my Empire and my First Order.
Oh, I was thinking of it wrong for a second. That's right. It got a little confusing there with less and less ships being available. So, just as we've done in the first matchup,
I'm going to
choose my Jedi. And my Jedi are going to go against the... Not the non-cluster missile ones. We're going to take on those Starbuckers.
The proton torpedoes?
Yeah, we're going to go against the proton torpedoes in Soon Tear Fell.
Okay, and I picked the Empire for mine.
Okay.
So, go ahead and swap those around.
Yeah, we're just going to switch these here then.
Yep.
As delicate as we can. It kind of works, whatever. Wait, I need to put this one here. So my Empire list versus yours, like this. I got to unlock these.
And then the last match that's left over is, while you're moving around the ships, is my First Order against your First Order. All right. So how do you like... go ahead and finish that.
I'm working on it. Hold on. I got the Republic here. I got to make sure which one. I got a lot of things going on here, Marcel. All right. Anyways.
I don't
mind that last matchup. You're shooting cluster missiles at I-6 against my Upsilons. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's go with the first one. First matchup.
Okay.
Let's leave it up to the people watching on Twitch. First matchup, the Scum, which is four Fangs against four U-Wings. Who's got the advantage? Twitch poll. How do you do Twitch poll?
I don't think that's a bad matchup. I think those U-Wings...
I do think that those U-Wings probably have a good matchup because of Zeb can get a... But if I get in range one, those free evades.
Yeah, the fact that the Concord Dawn's always going to trigger at range one, that's going to get squirrely. I just think the U-Wings are going to have a little bit more time on target.
Okay, I'll give you that one. So let's lift that one up. That's you winning that one.
Okay. And I'm going to give you in return here. I think you have me.
At the Resistance?
On the Resistance. I think those ones are going to be a little bit more challenging.
I agree. I would take the five A-Wings. Sorry.
I mean, Rey could do it, but Rey's going to have to drop one of them like immediately.
Yeah,
like first shot, drop one.
A-Wings have a nasty knack of staying alive and plucking in one and two damage at a time.
Okay.
All right. So
I think this is the matchup you chose then.
Yeah. So now we have.
Oh, wait. No, our symbols are all wrong.
Yeah, you got the symbols wrong.
Did I switch the list too? Am I a dingus?
No. Wait, what did you do? Empire.
Sorry, it was switched. Hold on. All right, it was switched. Hold on. That's, I gotta figure out which one it is. Blink for me. There it is. This one's over here. And the rep is over here. Sorry, I did switch that wrong. All right. Anyway, so correction completed.
So who do you like better? Sunterfell with three proton torpedo nukes that have passive sensors, or four Jedi?
Well, see, this is the reason why I chose this matchup, because this was the one I chose, I believe. And I believe that with those Jedi's double repositioning versus the Starwing's slam, I think that they're going to have a harder time keeping blocks, and we're going to have an easier time arc dodging them. It's still going to take a lot of work, because it's probably going to take, what, 4 3-dice attacks to take down a 7-health ship, give or take there, depending on, obviously, dice.
Yeah, and also they're not, if they're taking passive sensors, they're not modded on defense. Correct.
Yeah, so that's, I think this one's really going to have to come down to the Republic's.
Yeah, but the thing is, Sunterfell can really snipe these guys. That's I think,
They only have 2 agility at that.
Yeah,
that
so 7B. They get in at range 1, bullseye, get that 4 on 2 action while you're trying to avoid torpedoes. Like, me personally, I would favor the Imperial squad, but how do you do?
I would almost call that the toss. I think that one's really going to come down to piloting, both on Soontir's part and on the Jedi's.
So we have 1 vote for Empire on this one.
Yeah, we're going to need a tiebreaker. I think it's a toss-up.
Okay, we'll leave it as a toss-up. Next match.
I could go either way. This is the one you chose. Or why did you choose this one?
This one? Because the defenders are tough to kill.
Mm-hmm.
But the Delta 7s and basically 3 Initiative 5s can dance circles around these Delta 7s. The Delta 7s are still predictable, even at Initiative 1. They don't have juke, and even if they did, just the Delta 7s have the ability to, even with 2 agility, just stay alive long enough. And you have, they're fast enough to where they can catch up to the pop shuttle and tear that pop shuttle up and just basically do fly runs. I just think the repositioning and the initiative is too much for the Delta 7s to keep up with, especially because they have to be moving at top speed in order to take advantage of all their tools.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. You guys can easily come in there and snipe the Lambda's points and probably still be able to resist a couple shots on them. That would be interesting. I'd like to see that on the table, but I think you are right. I think you got a better selection on that one. So then that leaves the 2 First Order list.
Yeah.
The cluster missiles SFs versus 2 Upsilons and Kylo. I want to say the Ups have it on this one, but you also have rear arcs on those SFs.
Yeah, basically not jousting you, just running away from you, passive censoring and shooting. I don't have to get in range 2 to get the torpedoes off. And in this particular matchup, I would probably be using the...
These have cluster missiles, remember?
Yeah, the cluster missiles, like, I would probably be using focus and just doing that 2 at a time. I think Quick Draw can hunt Kylo, and this will be a close matchup, but I would still take advantage of 4 ships shooting at Initiative 6 above what you got.
Interesting. I mean, I think it would come down to probably those Upsilon's time on target.
Republic and Empire are swapped on the France team. No, they're not.
Their logos are, but they're...
Oh, their logos on the Czech team.
I told you that I get confused on which logo's which.
Got it.
No.
Not on that one, on the French team. You had that one right.
Wait, which one's which?
That's the Republic.
Is this the Republic?
Yeah.
And this is Empire?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am notoriously a Rebel and Scum player, so I don't know these symbols, okay?
All right. Anyway, you see, this is the great thing about this, that in my view, I would see me having 3 wins, 1 toss, and 1 loss.
Mm-hmm.
In your view, the way you matched it up, you probably see yourself.
I definitely have 1 loss for sure. I have win, mm-hmm. loss, toss, loss. Ooh, and
you said the
second toss. So I really got to win those 2 tosses to pull it off.
Because so in this particular pairings, I think, in my opinion, the French team would have gotten the advantage.
I mean, I'll give you on that one, because like I said, I'm relying on 2 tosses, but you're confident.
Yeah, because I'm definitely confident on 2 games, which is the A-Wings and the Republic. Those 2 I'm confident on. And then the other 2, one of them is, I think, the Fangs have an uphill climb, but the passive sensor lists, I think, have a slight advantage over their opponents.
And that's really interesting too, because of how pairings worked. It's basically going to be determined, the round, if you will, between the 2 teams will be determined on that last pairing then.
Yeah. But I'm gonna have to do more of these, because there's think
we're only an hour 11 into official recording here in the actual episode, so we got time for another one.
Well, all right, well, let's do one other one, but just a very fast one. We won't go over the full lists, and then we'll do...
It'll take me just 1 second here to erase all these things. So why don't you pull up the 2 teams and do a quick run through of their lists.
Which they wanted to do Poland. And now Team Poland, it is going to be one of the ones to look out for. Out of the 4 previous years, Team Poland has won 3 out of the 4. And they got 2nd place on the one that they didn't win. So they've been they're definitely the bullies of Europe when it comes to Team X-Wing. On top of that, I'm in a team I like the X-Wing, the captains, all the captains are all part of a group chat with the TO. And we were just joking around about different things and just talking about who's going to show up to the parties and et cetera, et cetera. And I forgot how it showed up, but basically Poland actually had a tryout tournament to join their team. And they had 18 people that they thought were good enough to try out for Team Poland, and the top 5 won out.
Okay, check,
so that's pretty interesting. Like they actually had tryouts for their team. That's some serious.
That's a real team right there. You better
look
out.
Who
do you want to take against Poland? I'll give you the.
What do you got?
Italy.
We
want to go against Italy. They got Wales, England, I assume, and though I keep saying UK, which is probably incorrect.
Yeah, because you get 4 of them.
Yeah, let's Wales, England, or Italy. What's your choice here?
Chat. Who do you want to see? They're saying England. So
England. All right. Yeah. There it is.
All right. So let me do the Polish team first. So Poland
is... Give me a second here. I have them all up on the screen. So you guys can...
So while you're doing that, I'll just do... So the Polish teams, the first team is our first order team, which is Midnight. Nobody flies Midnight. Initiative 6, first order TIE fighter. Target lock. You can't modify dice. Kylo with hate. And Blackout with Trick Shot at 189 points. It is a 5-5-6 list with 189 points. Pretty solid, I think. I mean, it's super basic, solid. And Blackout is the one that can basically do outmaneuver through a rock with Trick Shot. Then they have the Galactic Empire, Rexler Breath, and Rear Admiral Chirinu. Breath with Lone Wolf and Fire Control System, Chirinu with Emperor Palpatine, Seventh Sister, Fifth Brother, Seismic Charges, and the Dauntless title coming in at 200 points. Two Initiative 5, Empire Bruisers. That's actually a super tough list. I wonder why nobody ever takes Minister Tua with Cherna, though. I like Tua.
Because you stress yourself, man.
And yeah, but you got Dauntless. You just focus and bump into something. You're okay.
I put on the prove us wrong, Marcel. Prove the whole world wrong.
Well, I'm not going to fly Cherna. So the next, they also have the Galactic Republic with Obi-Wan, calibrated laser targeting. Se-16 with calibrated laser targeting. Luminara with calibrated laser targeting. And Mace Windu, calibrated laser targeting. At 109 points, all three of them have predictive shot, which is the one that you, when you roll, you spend the force, and you can only, the defender can only roll the number of dice that resulted in hits. That's in Bullseye. And then Mace Windu with Sense. So that's pretty interesting. Four Jedi that have the laser targeting versus the Delta B. Then you have, in the Rebel, you have Jan Ors with Leia and the title, AP5. Wedge with Crackshot and Heftober. Just a naked Heftober. I guess he's just using it as a blocker.
Blocker's good.
Yeah, using a, you have a blocker.
Eight health blocker is good.
Yeah, you have a blocker, two coordinators, Jan Ors, which is basically coordinating itself because it's carrying those focus tokens around, and you're given Wedge for attack dice. Pretty strong. Pretty strong. And the resistance with basically Bartos is the, I think he was the UK national champion earlier this year with 5 A-Wings, and he's bringing 5 A-Wings again. Mm-hmm. Basically the same list as the one that we went over in France.
Yep.
And then the other one was England.
Yeah.
And England has Galactic Empire, basically Whisper with Fifth Brother, Darth Vader with passive sensors and afterburners, and Grand Inquisitor with Sense. Pretty interesting list. Actually, passive sensors on Darth Vader while you're building that out. That's a thing when you don't have a bid. So you have Sense as one potential, but you move, passive sensor, and then wait for the other Initiative 6 to do what they're going to do. And then you take your calculate or your target lock and barrel roll to make sure you got your shot. So
you could do some disgusting stuff because you can block, if you line it up right, you can block their I-6, right?
With Sense, yeah. And,
well, I guess just with your maneuver.
Yeah, but because you have Sense, you know where they're going to be.
But then you could passive sensor, barrel roll off of your block, and then shoot them.
Yeah.
While gaining a target lock and a focus and all the nice Vader shenanigans.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
You got to fly on that, right, though. That's a tricky, that's a one in a million opportunity.
And also, passive sensors on Whisper would have been good, but doesn't have the points. Anyway, so then we move on to the Republic with Anakin on the Delta 7 with Regen, Sense, and spare parts. That's actually, we don't see a lot of spare parts around.
It's the only way to get the
extra Regen.
Ninth shield on the, or yeah. Ninth health on those things. Yeah, well, also, you move six, so dropping locks would be pretty cool, too.
Then you have Obi-Wan with calibrated laser targeting and two Gold Squadron pilots. Basically, Anakin is your entire list here.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a 97-point Anakin.
Yeah, the other ones still die fast, but Anakin is there to basically pull the weight.
I think that's cheeky, but keep going. Yeah,
then you have, once again, Lulo, Tally, and Rey, but this time it's a different loadout. Lulo and Tally both have heroic and advanced optics, which I think is a better build. And then Rey with Brostico, Corsella, Finn, engine upgrade, and the Rey's Millennium Falcon. I actually like this Rey build better than the French one. Better than the Czech one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we've got that. And then they got Boba Fett with the IGD, Proximity Mines, Marauder, and Skilled Bomber. That's an interesting Boba Fett.
Don't get behind three,
and Fen Rao. So this is basically two aces. This is very similar to my list, actually. This is basically two aces with a coordinator. A 6-5 ace with a coordinator. So this is this is almost identical archetype to mine, just that this one, my archetype is alpha at long range. Their archetype is up front, up close and personal. All right, that's that was got one more. They have one more list. They also have a Separatist Swarm, which is Fethan Outlaw Autopilot, which is a generic.
Boba that's Lab.
The Boba Lab with Solus and the TA-175, the one that blows up. And then you have 7 Trade Federation drones with energy shells.
Three of them do not have shells. It should
three of them do not have shells?
Yep, you can see in our little iconography there that four of them. And the reason, the reason it's a, most people like Seer. I know you're a big fan, Marcel, of Seer. But when Seer carries that TA-175 and dies, nobody gets any calculates then.
Why?
Because Seer doesn't have calculate on his action bar, while the autopilot does.
Wait. No, it's when a ship with Seer. Wait, say that again.
If Seer is holding TA-175 and dies, nobody gets any calculates.
How is that possible?
Because Seer doesn't have calculate on his action bar, and that's so? what TA-175 says.
No, I don't agree. Let's see, TA-175X.
Read it to me here.
Let's solve.
I know this is a new card, so let's everybody learn here for a
moment. Don't believe you. All right, TA-175 reads: after a friendly ship at range 0 to 3 with a calculate action on its action bar is destroyed, each friendly ship at range 0 to 3. Oh, you mean when Seer dies, nobody gets it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. Just don't let Seer die.
Well, in this build, if the autopilot ends up dying first, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, no, not as a big deal.
Yeah.
Interesting on that. It squeezes out. What?
So everybody listening, if you're flying Seer with the swarm, don't kill your Seer.
Okay. Don't get your Seer killed.
Yeah.
That's valid strategy. But it is a, what, an 8-ship build?
Yeah, it's 8 ships. I mean, that's some serious stuff.
Something to say about that.
So now we've got it. You've got it. You've got the list. We've got the list. Let's do one run real quick, and then we'll move on. By the way, while we're doing this, there is one list that, what happened here? That I just got to call out because I love it. So what country is this? Italy. So no, not Italy. Sorry, Italy. You're not going to get my love. It's going to be somebody else. Here we go.
Crazy Vulcan. What's wrong with my top cards? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to find which team this is. It is Kevin Conrad from team. What team are you in, Kevin? From Republic of Ireland. So here you go, the Irish. Republic of Ireland. So he is flying Fen Rao with Fearless, Boba Fett with Fearless, Jamming Bean, Perceptive Co-Pilot, which is better than IGD. Proton Bombs, Delayed Fuses, and the Slave One title. And an autopilot drone with a 13-point bid. Autopilot drone without being docked anywhere. So he's got a 3-turn rolling proton bomb. He basically started in the center and doing 3-forward, 3-forward, and then 3-bank barrel roll to try to get a bomb off. He's got a ticking time bomb. That is, I don't know. I love it.
Wow, I really screwed it. I did really screw up the top ones.
Well, what did you do?
I was not paying attention, apparently.
Oh my god.
I don't know what I was doing. Anyways, we're gonna start looking at, well, they definitely don't have CIS. But they do have a Republic squad. Or
how did you end up with 7 tabs?
I just put it up. Chill, man. So they don't have a scum squad. I'm sorry. I got confused there for a second. Also, I still don't know. Shout out to dyslexic people who can't understand 50-50 decisions. Am I wrong on these symbols for the Empire and Republic? I feel like I'm wrong.
Yes, you are wrong.
They are switched. So it's the exact same symbol, dude.
Like, no, it's not. It's inverted and it's... Yeah, you got it wrong.
Whatever.
Because the Republic became the Empire. Come on.
Oh, I understand why they're so similar. Okay, is that right? So the darker one is Empire.
Yes. Right, dark, cool. Empire, light, Jedi.
I mean, that's a different debate.
Lefty, loosey, righty, tighty. Come on.
No, it doesn't work like that. Anyways, I believe I have them all ready here, and we're ready for our first list going down.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, so let me see what you got. So you're England, I'm Poland. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready.
All right. I'm putting down my Republic list. You've been writing them down. You gotta actually show the camera every time you write.
Where is it on camera now?
Okay, we're just trusting you now. I can't see that. You're fine. We trust you, Marcel. What was your pick?
Wait, I'm gonna... My honor has been questioned.
I mean, I believe that you're writing them down. Kayla, check on him if he's...
It's Empire.
Okay, all right. You chose Empire, which is this one. There it is.
Mm.
All right, so you put down Defender Decimator, and I put down the Fat Annie and Obi-Wan and Torrance.
Gotcha. Okay, so now secretly I'll pick 2 matchups against your...
I want to know your squad's total here. Do you have your what's your bid on those 5s there, sir?
On the 5s?
Yeah.
Which 5s?
On the list that you put down. What's your bid there?
Oh, no bid.
No bid, huh?
You know, that's Rack. Rack doesn't believe in bids. No bid?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I need to know these things.
Yeah, it's a 200-point list. All right, so let me go back to... All right, so I got to pick against Annie.
Anyway, actually... I gotta look up that that decimator build actually means a lot for matchups.
The decimator? Yeah. I mean, it does. 2 initiative 5s.
Well, it's like, I gotta see what upgrades are on that thing again. Let's refresh myself. Oh, no. Oh, you're Poland. Because if you have Darth Vader on there, I'm less interested in bringing certain ships.
Not Darth Vader. It has... Yeah, so basically that one is Lone Wolf and Fire Control System on Breath. And then Palpatine, Seventh Sister, Fifth Brother, Seismic Charges, and Dauntless.
So a triple force user. So I did not hear you say triple force user on
that. Yeah, that is a 3-force Chernu.
All right, see, now I have an idea of what's up.
Okay. So he is got a 4 potential... focuses that can turn to 2 crits and 2 hits.
So don't need focus tokens, sir.
Don't need focus tokens. No focus needed.
Okay, well, I know what my selections are going to be.
Right, me too. So you got yours?
I trust you, so I'll say mine first. I'm choosing Resistance and Separatist.
I've got A-Wings and First Order.
A-Wings and First Order. So you have chosen the double silencer quick draw, and I chose Rey with A-Wing Escort and the 8-ship Swarm.
Ooh,
What are you pairing your rack against? Do you want the my 5s with a bid or 8 ships?
I'll take your fives with the bid.
Okay.
I am not touching.
You're not putting Rock against 8 ships, so.
No, I am not touching that one.
So I was basically trying to force your hand there by letting you take my my ships. Let me unlock these for just a second. These were the resistance, so they could come over here and join up with these guys who are the Empire. There's our first matchup of the round. I don't feel bad about that one. Unless my resistance squad doesn't have a bid, then I'm a fool.
Right. What is yours? You've got... So your first order can go back down.
Sure, I
got
to make sure I'm not a fool here. I am at 199. Yes! Anyways. So I can put down my Separatist then, right? And I'm pairing my...
Super Annie?
My Super Annie versus your A-Wings or Lucas's Double Silencer Quick Draw.
Now, keep in mind, it's not just A-Wings. It is
it's
the National Champion A-Wings. A-Wing list.
Man, Pola, I'm pairing against you, not necessarily these good players.
You're pairing against Bartos. Bartos is the best A-Wing player out there by virtue of him winning it.
I don't
want to
pair against Lucas or Bartos, going to be honest with you. So this dude's just going to have to take a hit, I'm pretty sure. Sorry, dude. You're going to have to just take one for the team and...
Eliminate.
Oh, man, the time on target. Hold on. Let me think. What other list? Yeah, sorry, dude. I'm going to have to throw you under the bus, and you're going to be facing those A-Wings. It's just how it's going to be.
Yeah, because the reason I picked that is because I figure if he goes against Midnight, can shut down and really make...
Anakin's going to not like that.
Yeah, Anakin's Knight a bad one.
So that was... Hold on. That was Poland... So yeah, he's gonna have to. I'm gonna trust in my player on that one and hope he can pull it off. Though not good, not good. Though you kind of are throwing. I mean, your first pairing, you're kind of throwing to the wolves, anyways. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Sometimes you could get a favorable pairing, but it's most of the time gonna be like, oh, man, good luck.
Yeah. All right. Next, they all go back and let's pick. So my Empire is out and my A-Wings are out. And you got your Empire, your Scum, and your Nasty Swarm. That Swarm is scary.
Oh, yeah. It sure is.
Okay. So I'm ready.
All right. I am going to put down... My Scum.
And I did the First Order.
First Order. Okay. Yeah.
So why did you pick the Scum? Well, actually, we'll do the reasoning later.
Sure.
That way, just to go. But okay.
Yeah. Get everything done, and then we'll go back to the pairings later.
So actually, this pairing happens in secret because the last match is going to be a secret. So let me do my pairing first, and then you pick yours, and I'll tell you what mine was. So I have to pick my First Order against not a Swarm. I think this is an easy one. But wait, if I'm not picking that means the Swarm is going to go against one of the other two.
Mm-hmm.
So I can either, like you did with Annie, I can either take the hit on the Swarm. And because the two silencers actually have a pretty good... with double repositions, they have the ability to get around that swarm. So Midnight actually has a bad day, but the two silencers.
Oh, I was saying Quick Draw the whole time. That is Midnight.
It's Midnight. Yeah, it's a
because it's the two
lockdown.
Isn't he still called Midnight? Don't confuse me now.
It's called Midnight.
Okay. Sorry, I was thinking of the Quick Draw, two fanatical silencers
archetyped,
which is not this. This is Kylo Blackout, which is those are real ships out there. Well, real aces. Anyways, so, all right. So I have a tough choice.
But it's a tough one, yeah. So I can pick. If I pick,
I got mine. I'm ready.
And you're picking one of mine.
Correct. To match up with the scum I chose. And I can't choose first order because you put it on the table.
Yeah. All right. Okay, got it. Okay. So I've already picked mine, but you pick yours because mine's going to be in secret.
Okay, well, I've chosen mine. I'm taking my
same time. 3, 2, 1.
Empire.
Storm.
Okay. All right, I'm taking my Boba Fett L3 against your, or I said Empire, but it's, I was looking at
the Republic, symbols. Yeah.
Republic.
So I kind of knew you were going to do that. That's why I picked the one that I picked. So yeah, I actually went with the Swarm against my, because I wanted that last matchup.
So you wanted the silencers versus Swarm, which we'll get to because the
silencers can get around that Swarm and survive. Midnight basically can kite, but I think that Swarm would just chew right through
those rebels
through the rebel. Yeah,
yeah. I was over here like, well, if he takes the rebels, I'm totally fine with that. All right, yeah. So let's start. So now that we got them. For those non-YouTube listeners.
So I see Crazy Vulcan is saying that we're not killing that Whisper. But remember, I don't care how fat that Whisper is, you have a 4-die wedge shooting at it. So potentially. And it's probably shooting at it with target lock focus.
All right, well, let's start. We'll get to it. Do you want to start on the
slash? Left to right
first.
Yeah,
let's start on the right. Let's start on the right here. We already started discussing it.
Sure.
So it's Triple Ace, got Grand Inquisitor, Vader, Whisper, versus Wedge, Blue, U-Wing.
No, that's Haftober.
Haftober, that's right.
Yeah. Wedge with Crackshot, Wedge with Leia, and let me make sure I got this right.
That's a Leia AP5 and a Jan Ors Molded Crow.
Let me make sure I got this right.
I trust in you. The rebels have some hard hitting guns,
yeah,
some semi turrets, I'll call, in AP5's rear arc, Geonora's side arc, and the
Union being able to turn around. I give you the advantage on this slightly, I think.
Yeah, if we could just come in. So the problem is.
I'm playing a little bit in formation, you have the ability to be able to get creative with your flying.
Yeah, if I was flying this, you better protect your AP5 because I'm going right for him.
AP5 doesn't have Leia. Leia's on Jan Ors.
Leia's on Jan Ors?
Yeah, Leia's better guarded.
I'm just trying to score some early points then.
Yeah, AP5 is there just to give Wedge or half. An extra action.
Yeah, if you feed me Wedge, I'll take him, but I'm hunting that AP5.
Yeah, I think in this case I would give you a slight advantage.
Yep, you guys have tricks, but one good Wedge shot would flip the whole game sideways.
Oh yeah, a dead Whisper is a sad Whisper.
I mean, yeah, because you could one-shot the Inquisitor if he's caught without an evade token.
Yeah, you get a good block in, and yep. Oof. But even with a block, you already have the evade and the focus from Seven Sisters. It's a tough Whisper to kill. All right, let's go. Next.
All right, next is I
gave you the first one.
What?
Yeah, okay. I said I gave you the first one, yeah.
Sure. This is the Silencers in Midnight versus the Swarm. Which is, once again, a Boblab with TA-175. 4 missiles and 3 without.
You know, actually, since there's only 4 missiles instead of 6,
mm-hmm.
and see, you don't have what, I actually give the first order the advantage here. The silencers, as long as they get, as long as it takes a while for Midnight to die, I think the silencers can do some work, especially Kylo.
Really? Because see, what I was looking at was that your silencers are going to be semi-predictable and easy to block.
I don't know. Chat?
Yeah, we're gonna give this one the toss-up. This is probably a toss. It really comes down to
how good the silencers fly.
Yeah.
All right, next one is basically,
I chose this matchup. This is
Ben against four calibrated. Four initiative fours and initiative five. Basically, all four of them with calibrated. However, they do have sense, so they can block, and they have predictive shots. So it doesn't matter how many dice you think you roll; you're really only rolling one. So they get the block, and then even if they only roll one hit, Fenrau's only rolling one evade.
Yeah, I did not like Boba Fett being matched up against the Bullseye mechanics, but even with the predictive shot, Boba Fett and Fenrau are modifying their dice as long as they're at range one. Blocking doesn't matter too much because I do have that L3 there. And if Boba's got those two proxy mines, and you guys only have four health on each one of your ships, so a good proxy mine could flip the game as well.
Yeah, I think equal piloting, the better initiative wins. The higher initiative wins.
I would give slight advantage to the scum.
However, with sense,
I would still call it a toss.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing. Sense on Fenrau is you have four ships with double reposition that can block Fenrau. And once you get Fenrau blocked, it's just four health.
I can already see how this is going to play out, and the game's going to go to time. And it really is on the scum player to make up the points that he's probably going to lose in L3. So as long as Fenrau isn't halved early.
Yeah, but the thing is also at the same thing is when you're getting in there to get into range to get the block, Fenrau and Boba can delete any of these Jedi in one turn.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to give a slight advantage to scum on it.
I think I would as well. I would give a slight advantage to the scum on this one.
Okay.
And obviously, I think the target here would be Mace. Kill Mace with sense. Once you get rid of sense, it's an easy match. But I'll give a slight advantage to the scum.
I picked that match up, so let's hope it's so.
I think this next one is
a slaughter. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Those A wings time on target makes me wonder why we didn't take A wings instead of the T-70s.
They're hard to fly.
A-wings? Yeah, but Ian's a good pilot. He can handle it.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just time on target. I think we should have gone with these A-wings or maybe with like 5SFs or something that's a little bit more sturdy than the T-70s. That was my fault. So if Ian loses a lot, sorry, Ian. That was on me.
We'll see. So what's good? So this matchup, it's Fat Annie Fat Annie.
I'll take those A-Wings.
Slim Obi-Wan, two Torrents versus five A-Wings. All heroic optics. That's how Bart likes them, right?
Yep. All heroic optics.
Yeah, I already knew I was throwing them under the bus. So hopefully Anakin's just at full points, and we've taken out three of those A-Wings by time. Like that's all we're hoping for. Those Torrents are going to get shredded.
Yeah, and the thing is, those aren't initiative one A-wings. They're initiative threes, I believe. They're greens, or are they?
Well, you don't need the lower initiative ones. Do you have heroic available?
Let me see. Hold on.
I got it pulled up right here.
They are. They're blues. Sorry. Mm-hmm. They are initiative threes.
Mm-hmm. No, blue is one.
One? You sure?
Green is three.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because the greens are the same as Zari. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
But that's actually better for you because then you can block my Torrents.
All right, the last one is, I think, is the interesting one. The
really, I got a bid. That's gonna be easy.
I don't know. Rack is tough. I mean, Rack versus Ray. I'd take Rack any day.
I'll give you that. Ray can boost though, and is moving after the Rack.
Yeah, but
I know those A-wings are gonna struggle to put damage on the defender. So it's really gonna be down to target priority. Do you hand me Rexler and we had to go find Rack, which I'm not gonna like.
Yeah, I'll give it to England, but I think mostly because Rack does not have Vader. If Rack had Vader and was stripping tokens, then it'd be a different match, I think.
See, if that's when I was like, does that Rack have Vader? Because I don't want to put my calibrated targeting Obi-Wan against it, and I don't want to put any of my Vultures next to him either. Because if a Vulture bumps and is at one health, Rack just says you're dead. Like, you don't even need to shoot at you. You just die. Same thing with Finn Rao. If, like, that Rexer gets a block and Finn Rao's sitting there without a token, Darth Vader gets him. So I was really worried about that. Without Darth Vader and my Resistance 5 list having a one-point bid, I think the one-point bid is the tipping point in this build.
Yeah, I think this match I would give you one.
Oh, it's going to be close. I agree.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying overall, like the 5-on-5, I think this match England probably has the advantage. Because the first match, I'll give it to you. The Resistance, mm-hmm. the A-Wings. Second match, I'll take. That's 1-1. Third match is a toss. Fourth match is a toss. Fifth match is yours. So you have 2-1 guaranteed matches. Not guaranteed, but like definitely favorable matches.
Yeah. And I think that's really what it's going to come down to. I think we've covered pairings here and how you can compare list, even just at a base value, against each other and against other lists, which is a good thing, not only for these team events, but for when you're taking your own list to a tournament. When your opponent puts something down in front of you, you need to do that assessment of, is this a good matchup for me? And if it is not a good matchup, how can I turn it around and make it a good matchup?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. And you are no joke about this Poland squad. They got all the biggest names out of Poland. Good luck to everybody else. though questionable list, I don't know about that Rexler or that Rebel Squadron. Although I think that Rebel Squadron, I think any of these lists could win games, but I'm hesitant on it.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna have to do a few more of these over the week and do them with U.S. With our teams and just match up against a couple of these lists, see how they would
work. How did you think of the pairings that you chose, especially the last round pairings?
I did this one?
Yeah, you did. I thought I did think about it.
Yeah, I think the first matchup that I did with France, I think the France had just a better overall matchup.
I think they did have the list advantage overall. Yeah, the list advantage.
Now in this one where the lists are a little bit more evenly matched, I think I made some mistakes. I probably should have led, like Vulcan said, with the A-wings on the table first. Even though they still got a win. Also. Yeah, I just don't, and I think partly it's because I'm not familiar with the Polish list of what it does well against, what it doesn't. I think going through this exercise that I'm doing where I'm figuring out like what's a favorable matchup.
Well, for sure, yeah, you didn't know these lists yourself, but with the information of Team USA's list, they are very familiar with and know their good and bad matchups. Hopefully, it will.
We're definitely coming in as the underdogs for this, I think, just for a couple of reasons. One of them is I'm not, you know, this is my first rodeo as it comes to like this pairing system and that. And also I think there's something to be said for just the experience of being in this type of tournament, although we've done Outrider and things like that. Finally, I think also just the jet lag. I think jet lag is going to have an impact. I wonder what kind of impact it's going to have, whether we're going to be kind of loopy. We're all flying in on Tuesday, except for Richard, too. I think he's flying in a little sooner. But for the most part, we're all flying in on Tuesday and then playing on Wednesday. And Tuesday night, there's a party going on at the beer garden where the event's going to happen. So the event's going to happen at a beer garden. And for those of you that will be at Euros and are listening to this, it is I'll post it on the Gold Squadron page. But the event will happen at a beer garden in Old Town, Krakow, and we rented the entire venue. The venue is enough for like 1,000 people, and we rented not the whole place, but we rented enough space to fit a few hundred people. We got at least 100 players, plus coaches and streamers, people that are streaming and stuff like that. So, I think with it being our first time there, with me not being as familiar with the pairing system, as well as just having a little bit of jet lag and all of that, we're probably going to be at a natural disadvantage. However, I think we have, just like, you know, you said, you know, Polish are bringing the heavy hitters, and so are everyone else. I think we're bringing a lot of our own heavy hitters. You know, we've got some pretty good players, I think.
You guys definitely bring in, what do I want to say, the, you, Dune, and Tyler, what I'm specifically calling out here, that you guys have, bringing a lot of, thought to the game. You guys are very, like, really thinkers of the game, so.
And Andrew is just a really good.
Oh, yeah, Andrews. I'm not trying to discredit.
Yeah, he got his system
Andrew,
open. Obviously. He got top 8 Gen Con or top 4, whatever it was.
Obviously, yeah. Andrew also is one of the hosts of the Birmingham Barons, so obviously a very smart guy.
And Ian, you know, Ian is he's the unknown commodity to us because we've never seen him play in personally, but he's got some good accolades over there, and he's got a good reputation from the Italian community. So,
all right. Well, if you don't get paired against the Italians,
I know. To keep an eye on them. We're like, we got our eye on you, Ian.
Ian, you're just gonna. We're gonna force you to lose this.
It's okay. Because... You know, we've got Richard Sue for that matchup.
Sorry, Richard. You're like, Richard, you're going in. We're facing the Italians.
Yeah, we can't have Italian cool. and Italian violence here.
All right, well, I think we
we pretty much hit our gap.
Yeah, I think we've gone too far to do listener questions of the week or anything like that. Though I will bounce it to chat. Anybody watching chat, what didn't we cover? Give us a question here as we wrap up.
Yeah, question about basically the schedule coming up, the this event, any of the other events that will be going to. The schedule.
I don't even know the schedule anymore. I had to read it off. Geez, we got what? We have...
So this weekend, Dion will be at...
Sacramento.
Sacramento, Hyperspace Trial.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend after that is Tennessee, is it? I believe.
No, and the week after Sacramento, which is this weekend, is this. Which is, you guys going to...
last week was Buenos Aires.
Yep.
This week is Sacramento.
Correct.
And then right 2 days after Sacramento is a team championship. Mm-hmm. Then the European championship.
Mm-hmm. That's Wednesday, Thursday for the team. Friday, Saturday, Sunday
for the individual.
Oof.
So 3 days.
Oh, yeah, you said hundreds and hundreds of players. So
yeah, so Friday and Saturday, day one, day two.
24th.
Yeah, and then the week after that is as a tag team,
mm-hmm.
with Dion will be at the System Open in Sydney, Australia, mm-hmm. and at the same time that he's in Australia, will be at Nova for the Grand Championship at Nova.
Mm-hmm.
Then the week after,
yep.
Then the week after that is the Hyperspace Trial at our local home store, Pastimes.
Yeah, I'm calling out Dion that he's got to play. I'm going to force him to play because what, he hasn't played since Toronto.
I don't know. He played at some Hyperspace Trials. He played in.
He played in Iowa. That's right.
He played in Iowa, and he also played at a small local one we had here, in Chicago at Dice Dojo.
Oh, okay. Wow, that dude does plenty of work, and I'm offering him to take up the reins on the stream.
Yeah, he should be able to. We should get him to play at least at the Pastimes, you know, in home court.
Right? I mean, that's his chance to rule with victory. And I have, I love the competitive scene, but I already got this season's prizes. Yeah.
I already done Gen Con, and at Gen Con I was able to get like the dial covers and some of the other nice swag, mm-hmm. Even though I didn't make the cut. Then I've got, European Championships, which is basically the same prizes as Gen Con. Then I have Grand Championship. Then I have another Hyperspace Trial. Then I'm going to the Grand Championship in St. Louis. And then to Worlds. Well, not then. Worlds, St. Louis, Grand Championship. And then I'm also going to be going to the LVO Grand Championship as well.
When's LVO again?
January.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to go,
I'm going to call that a birthday present to myself.
Go ahead. I actually got a timeshare over there right by the Bellagio. I've got a two-bedroom place there
You got Bellagio money?
Come on, brother. I got
Come on, brother. Let me get your Bellagio.
So, I've got that one for a week, and I'll probably get there a few days early. So... Well, the other room that's
now,
there.
Now we gotta go. I know Dion said that he wanted to go.
Yeah,
so I guess we're going with that. We're gonna have to. It's one of the nationals. They're not called nationals anymore, but
well, three nationals. Yeah, we've got St. Louis. We've got and St. Louis tickets for those of you listening. They just went on sale 2 days ago. So if you were looking for the Wayfair. Warfare, whatever that's called. Now just keep in mind, it's a $75 just to play per person. So, and the tournament is on Friday. So if you work on Fridays, you'll have to miss Friday. And it's a $75 con ticket, but basically it's $75 to play because I don't know what else is going on there.
Well, you know what is going on that weekend is. The Gold Squadron Classic. Now we did,
and also the Gold Squadron Classic. Yeah, well, so we it's not necessarily
the main event.
Yeah, I mean it's still the Gold Squadron Con, you can call it.
Yeah, which I'm going to. I'm going to have a great time hanging out in Chicago.
Yeah, well, I'll probably be at the St. Louis one just because I'm a filthy competitive, hungry for little plastic trinkets.
Marcel, you got to pull out a win this year. You got a win this year?
Oh, don't worry. I got it in me. It's still early.
I'm still shooting for mine. You've been bridesmaid too many times this year.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think we've gone on long enough.
Hey, brother.
I do want to let everybody know, if you're watching recorded, you can watch our live X-Wing events that we're talking to or talking about and content at twitch.tv/GoldSquadronPodcast. Remember to renew that Twitch Prime subscription every 30 days. It's literally free money from Amazon to us. Our next broadcast, we're not doing League tomorrow. Is that right?
No, no League.
No League tomorrow. But
no stream on League tomorrow. Yes, for Gold Squadron people listening, there is League tomorrow. People will go to Pastime. We will play. Counts towards League. Just no stream.
No stream. All right. Also, you can watch all of the videos from Buenos Aires, from Gen Con, from all of our other events on our YouTube channel. And that's just Gold Squadron Podcast. There's a like, subscribe, notification bell, all the things on the YouTube. We also have a Discord community with special roles for Twitch subs, YouTube subscribers, Patreons, all of that as well. And lastly, but most importantly, if you enjoy all the content we bring,
well, don't forget Paintcast. We got the Paintcast.
What?
I gotta give love to the Paintcast Mondays and Thursdays. So there will be a Paintcast on Thursday. Luke is painting our ships. We're gonna go there, win or lose. We're gonna look good doing it.
He just started. I think he just started that last night.
Well, he had finished Tyler's list, and he started my list last night.
Okay, very awesome. As I was saying, Patreon. If you enjoy the content and want to get friendly gifts from us, make sure you go to patreon.com/goldsquadron. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening, as always. Dion should be back possibly next week. I forget. I believe he's back before he heads off to Sacramento. Join us next time. Gold Squadron out.